Okay. Somewhere it said that the chalev that's covered by meat is mutter, and I would say that's talking about the meat that goes around in the whole stomach, and is chalev that's covered. If it's chalev that's covered by meat, then it's okay. The part that Rashi skipped yesterday, that's in the Hemshech here, so Rashi says, it should be the Rashi, Chev Shal Ksolim, Shtachas HaKloyos, under the kidneys, Nira Begoyba Ksolim, Achach Nivla Tachas HaBasar, and then that Chelev, which was on top of the Ksolim, on top of the Kloyos, that underneath the Kloyos, then, so it comes, and then it goes on top of the ksalim, which is the meat that goes around. And then again, it goes into the basar. Mespasha tachayse basar, kol ksalim, shabasar chafeyu, mutter. Shakola mata, then on the mamash, on the bottom of the animal, then there's yaitse mimenu krum av. So over there, you have to see a picture, but over in the bottom, there's a thick membrane, not meat, but at that point, there's a thick membrane that covers this chalev. Then Rashi says, of krum of lavan, white thick membrane, levad krum dak hamspashim cholak salim, shalosim shem chalev. Come on, okay. So because that krum of that part of the animal, it's not meat that's covering the chalev. It's only this membrane, a thick white membrane that's covering it. That's not considered meat. That then the chalev is underneath that section, all in the bottom, is going to remain aser. Okay, now let's see the Gemara. Guf am Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, am Shmuel. Chalev shabas chayfa isai mutter. Eini, am Rabbi Abba, am Rabbi Yehuda, am Shmuel. Haytarba to say masni aser, says Rashi. Haytarba to say masni ze el yainoi v'goyvoi shal oisah chelev sheprashti kaidim sheprashti kaidim sheichaseu habasar oisah goyv atzmai mechuzah b'masnayim. So the chelev before it gets covered by the meat. So over there, it's covered by the upper part of the animal. Okay? It's covered by the masnayim. I'm not sure exactly what that is. But it's not covered by me. It's therefore like this. So what does it say? It's also, Sherech v'marchav l'matam, it's lois ha'ktanzu m'chaseyu, sh'atabach m'frisha niroi soy chelet. So this, it's in the upper part of the upper part of the animal, and we say that it's aser. It's covered by this masnayim. Makosh alaklois is on top of the kidney. So this chalev is aser. So why is it different? Why is that chalev different than the chalev that's covered by the meat? Pruki mefarka, says Rashi. What does that mean? Pruki mefarka shehileches evarea noyim amasnayim pa'amim shem nimshachim klapi mala baksolim nimshachim klapi mata ve'en achelav nichse behem. So sometimes when the behemoth walks, things move, and male this chelav is uncovered. So the chelav that we say, the chelav that's covered by meat, is mutter chalev, but this chalev that's near the kidney and it's covered by the misnayim, so then sometimes it's uncovered depending how the animal walks. So that's why it's aser. Let me be like that. Ana lav tapchana. I'm not a butcher. Lav bar tapchana. Not the son of a butcher. Nehira v'nehirna the halchi have amri be'midrasha me'edachaya prugim mifrigi. But I know that was the raid the Beis Medrash that the reason why that chaylev, even though batsman it's covered, but since sometimes it's not covered, therefore that particular chaylev is awesome. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Chaylev shal hemsis, a basic kaisis, asur. Vandush karas. Zeo chaylev shal karev. So there are four stomachs in a cow. One of them is called the hemsis, and it's basic kaisis. Really should have brought a picture over here. The chulin illuminated. What? No, I was saying, we told the five foot. Next time, yeah. Maybe next time we'll be in there. Yeah? So, there are four stomachs. And the hemsis, the basicosis, Rashi says it's the end of the stomach, of the kerev. V'loizehu ikir hachela machasis a kerev. Okay, this is not what we call the kerev machasis a kerev. Shu Taichiv Krum Viniklav in Elotrephus, that this chaylev that's on the kerev, which is Aser, is it peels off. Yeah. Okay. Amoyz chaylev and mechasa the kerev dov lechaylev shal hemsis bezakaisis. So the chaylev that's on the kerev is not stuck onto the kerev, but it's connected to the chaylev this that covers the hemsis and the bezakaisis. So this chaylev is also in chayv karas. Zeh chaylev shal kerev. Amar baba Amar Yehuda Mishmuel. Hai tarba the kalibusta also vanish karis zeh chel shal ksal rash etzim kotnu umunach etzim shkayrin whatever mechubel lechulia haalia, so it's connected to the spine by the tail above the tail, you know, the end of the spine all the eish chelev tachas roish. So that chaylev that's near the tail, that's chaylev that's called chaylev shal ksalim, and that's mamish raisa yichayev karas. Amar Baba Yehuda Mishmuel chutin shebiyad asur. So there's like slivers of fat that we take from the shoulder. That asur. Amar of Safra, Moshe, right? It's like an expression. Tamuchacham, miyam rachmono leisechel bisra. How can you tell me that these chutin that we take off the shoulder, that's all? Oh, that's called chaylev. It's like meat. What? When the Torah didn't say you're not allowed to eat meat. Amar Rava, Moshe, he hit him back. Miyam rachmono echol dama. So therefore he's saying the problem is not chayil, the problem is dam, and these chutin. I guess we're like veins. Yeah? Chatche umalche. If you look there, nami shop shaper dami. Oh, so the problem is chanami, right. The problem is not the problem is not chayiliv. The problem is that these chutim have blood in them. I guess they're veins. Mela, you can't eat it because there's blood. So we have a simple answer. It's just a problem of blood. If you cut it and you salt it, then it's mutter. Then you're even allowed to cook with it. Meaning the difference between tzli and cooking, right? For tzli, you don't need melicha. Because the tzli itself, you can take raw meat, right? Just wash it off and then retire it. Mashenkin for kdeira, then you need melicha, and here it says you have to cut it.
Come here. Come
on, lady. Tony says the reason about that. Anyway, you have to cut, I guess, to get out the blood, And the mlich alone won't help. You need to cut it because it gets like a vein. Then you need mlich as well. I'm reading the Mishmo. Resh me'aya ba'amsa. As k'shatakin yaitzen min hakeiva. Okay, you have the four stomachs, and then you have the dakin, which is intestines. Okay, the intestines come out, the food goes through all four stomachs, and then it comes out into the intestines. So the dakin, the one that right after comes out of the keva, b'amsa, you have to take off a full ama. Tzorach ligra chelev shaleim erich ama. This fat, I guess, on these intestines, small intestines, you have to take scrape off an amma's worth. Reish b'may b'amma's b'ay greira. Zeo chelev shal dakin. Shenechlo b'shmol v'rkiva. Whether or not it's called chelev. They were saying this is what we're talking about. The first amma after comes out of the the force out of the keva, the stomach. That's what we're talking about. Rabbi Yehuda, chutin sheba oikets asurin. Gemara says five chutim. Is the veins islay the kafla. Function. What's that? So what? Solim. Basar. I'm a kikmes chalal beta. Right, that's what we had before, right? The ksalim. Ksalim is the meat that goes mamish around the whole stomach. Goes around the whole stomach. So now, say like this. There are five chutim. Isle bekaflo. Tlosle memino. The taritim is smaller. So it comes from, I think it comes from the shedra, on the top. These things come out of the shedra, out of the spine, and then it goes to the two sides. So you have five chutin altogether, three from the on the right side and two on the left side. Plus the three on the right side, that miftzali l'tre, that becomes two. I'm sorry, the tray. Meaning each one of the three splits into two. So you have six. You have six chutin. Yeah? And tray. Tray mifsili l'tlasa. Tlasa. So the one on the left, which is two, that gets subdivided into three. So mainly you have the same amount on both sides. You have six on each side. Nafkamina di shalif lahu ad chamimi mishtalfi v'loy boichtu de basrei. Says Rashi that. So in other words, if you take them off right away, yeah, while the ad chamimi, it means while the if you take it off right away at the behema shechted. Then it's easy to see, it's easy to take it out. But if not, then it comes off right away. But then Rashi says, then if you didn't take it off right away, these chutim, then it's gonna be much harder. You have to go after them, make sure you have six on each side. You have to start digging into the meat until make sure you find it. Roshan echon mechuber. Oh, I said it for b'shedra. V'roshay apitzulin itbakin tachas achaze. V'roshay etzloitz. It goes in by the kidneys, by the tzloitz, by the ribs, by the ribs. Okay, because it goes from the spine. Right, an animal, the ribs on two sides. That's where this stuff, these chutim go in. And if you didn't get it while it was still hot, then it comes out easy, then you have to go after them and make sure you get six on each side. Amar Bai, Tamer Buda, Chamisha Chutin, Hava klasa mishah. So five chutim klasa mishum tarba utrei mishum dama. Okay, some of them the problem is these chutim are fat, and some of these chutim are veins that are the problem with blood. Okay, the tachli with the kafli with the kalisa mishum tarba. So the ones. We're not talking about the same five that we just discussed. Right? I'm talking about five chutim that are all over the body. And now the Gemara is going to explain. Okay? Some of them are fat. That's a problem. Some of them they're veins. So it's like this. Okay? The tachli, the tchol, which is a spleen. Now you know. Or the kafli, or the kalisa, that is mishum tarb. That's fat. The chutim that are on these organs are fat. The yada, or the dlua, mishum dama. The yada shaviyad, or the dlua is the lechi, the jawbone. So the chutim dakin. So these chutim that you find in the arm, the front legs, yeah, those are mishum dam. Ma'af kamina, hani mishum dam yimechatech lehu like we had before. If you cut them, salt them, then shaper dam. You can even look there we had before. If the problem is chaylev, there ain't nothing you can do about it. Less l'takanta. Tarash says that we're not talking about, we're talking about the thin veins, but by the neck are some thick veins. Those are certainly mishum blood. We're not talking about those. Amram Kam Dem Yudah, Chamisha Karmi Hava. There are five membranes. Plus mishum tarba, utrei mishum dama. The tachli, the kafli, the kul yisa mishum tarba. The bay with the micro mishum dama. So Rashi says. So again, the chutin of those of these three organs were mishum chaylev. Now the membrane that's on beitzim shel zachar, Rashi says, or the micro shal mayach, the membrane that's on the brain. That the problem is that there's blood in them. Again, if you salt it, then it's okay. But the ones that are chaylev, it's not going to help. Read the Rishia, have a kakolifley tachla levi. Okay, read the Rishia. He was peeling off the membrane of the spleen for levi. The Levi braid Rav Huna Bar Chia. Have a goyim le miloi. Yeah? So he was taking off, like just from the top. Right? Amalei, chais beitvei. You have to go, right? Shalai kolfa el begoyvhoi. Bemokam oivyoi. Shu mechubir sham lakeris. Chaylev, I'm like Clay Vered Adamata. So he's only doing the top, the spleen is thicker on top. He's doing that's where it's connected to the kidneys. That's when he was taking off the membrane. So he was telling him, no, you got to take off the membrane even in the bottom. Yeah, I'm like Chus Beit Tvei. You have to go in the bottom. Vered Adamata. So, again, who are we talking about over here? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ishiya. He was Kaila for Levi Brei Rav Huna Bar Chia. So Levi told him, you know, you're not being Kaila enough. So Kitza Osa Abua. So his Levi's father, which is Rav Huna Brei Rav Chia, came Ashkeche. He came in, he said, what he was telling him, Amalei, Hakam Abua, Dimach, Dimcha, Your grandfather, Mishum the Rav, Uman Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, le'oz ha'tayir ela sha'al hadad, bavad. Rashi says, krum shal mokam oivyay. So in the spleen, you only have to do the membrane as on top of the spleen, with, that's the thick part of the spleen, not underneath. So Meila, Rav Yehuda Barashia, that was just taking off the top, he was correct. You don't need to take off the krum on the bottom. Ein Ivam Rav Mamnuna, Tana krum, Shalat Chol, Aser, Ein Chiyav Mala Olav. Okay? So I'm saying it's Aser, Lina Chayim, it's only a banan. Hey, Kidami, Ilem is Al Hadar. Ibuduma, the upper part of the spleen. Amayin Chayim and Olav. Why not? That's problem of Chayim. Why should you be Chayim? Ella, the Kulya, the Kulei, Amalei, Itana Tana. So in other words, if you're telling me that there's a chalik, there's a krum on the spleen, which is usur to eat, but you're not chayiv, you can't be talking about the krum that's on top of the spleen, because that's chayiv. Elamai must be the krum that's underneath it, which even though Midrash, you're not chayiv for it, only the thick part of the spleen, which is the top, not on the bottom, but the rabban is usur. It's not like it was like Levi's Taina against Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to take off the crumb, both from the top and the bottom. El have the kule shatchol kule. Fine. Kufa Amar Vemuna, Tana krum shatchol aser ben chayim olav. Krum shal gabe kulya aser ben chayim olav. You have the membrane, it's on the kidney. Also, Matanya Chayav and Olav. Another Bryce that says, you are Chayav. So, Tcholat Cholakasha, like we said before, how can I get a dad? How can I get a dad? Kulia Cholakasha, how be loy, how betatoy. Actually, the toy. Eloi, chaylev mamish, sh'ala kloyes. On top of the kidney, there's fat. Yesh olav krum dak. Hu chaylev gomer. There's a thin membrane on top of the chaylev, which is on the top of the kidney. That's part of the chaylev, of the kidney. Tatoi is the krum on the bottom of the kidney. That's only aser midrabanan. Now you know why we didn't learn eletreifus.